Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Social media has been known to provide a sense of community and belonging, where people share ideas, beliefs, and knowledge. It practically links people globally, and ideas are being shared globally as well. But of late, trends on social media are becoming alarming and worrisome as people jump on them for just likes. For instance, there was a time when it was a trend to leak toilet seats and people did it just for content. I mean, how would that be explained? Over time, we've seen people jump on social media trends like the popular silhouette challenge and recently the ceiling challenge on TikTok have seen girls go semi-nude just to be part of it. Why do people jump on trends? Let's find out.
My name is Ichinu. Yes, I have. And the reason why is the song was a gospel music that's Hosanna Bokole on TikTok. So I love the song. Every morning like this, I will always play the music. So I love the song. So I jumped on the trend. So that was it. Me, I don't see it as any big deal. People jumping on social media trend, I don't see it as any big deal, and you know, this is our country, everything just hard. So we need to like make ourselves happy. So that's what I would say.
My name is Sam, and I do jump on trends on TikTok because it is a lightning and it's fun because it's a social media platform and meet people actually. And there's this particular trend I'm always like this particular page I'm always jumping on, and it's called slap contest or challenge. I love to watch it because I wonder why people would settle to do that to themselves. So I do jump on that a lot.
My name is Daniela. Well, no, like a big no, capital N-O. I'm not a social media person, lady. Like, you have to, even normal video, and then I have to post it on Facebook or WhatsApp. I don't do that. I don't. Except if their aim is to make money or get followers. I feel it's foolish. I feel it's a waste of time. I feel it's nonsense. Like, I don't know. Even as, should I say, important or as popular as Instagram, I don't even have. Okay, I just created an account, and that's because I am planning a business that I need to grow. And of course, I know these social media handles are a good platform to grow your business. So except if it's for business reason, I don't think I would do any of that. I don't jump on trend. I don't really like it. I don't really like it. I feel it's a waste of time, except I'm making money out of it, which I don't do. So I see ladies do that. I feel irritated most times. I feel they are wasting their time, their energy. For those who just want to trend, just want to follow. But for those who are making money from it, fine, it's good. But if you're not, then it's stupid to me. So I don't even have a TikTok account. I only have Facebook, WhatsApp, and then of course Instagram I installed just a few months ago. So no, I've never jumped on any TikTok trend before. I have never. And that's because I'm not a social media person, and I don't really fancy all this trending stuff. I don't.
My name is Judith, and I don't think I've jumped on any TikTok trend before. No, I haven't. I'm on TikTok though, but I think I only go there for the videos. I hardly post anything online. And I don't really have anything against those posting or jumping on the trend. It's really not my business. I feel it's their own way of expressing how they feel, and it's also their own way of having fun.
Those are some young people there telling us why they jump on trends, and some telling us why they don't. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. to listening, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about social media trends and how it is affecting young adults in Nigeria. Before we went on break, we spoke with some Nigerians who confirmed to us that they jump on trends and told us why. We also heard from some who told us why they don't. Social media has its pros and cons. Even some trends have its advantages too. But how can a negative trend affect our young Nigerians? A counselor educates us.
My name is Olayode Abdulrazak, aka Philosopher King. I am a life coach, a marriage counselor. I am equally a communication scholar and a trainer. Yeah, and I've been doing this for the past 25 years now. I've trained so many counselors, and they are really doing well in the society today. I want to talk about how social media trend. You must agree with me that today, this age is the age of the internet. It is the age of social media. When we talk about social media, we're talking about Facebook, we're talking about Instagram, we're talking about TikTok, you know, we're talking about even email, and all e-media are all social media. And you agree with me that, in fact, I heard something today that the new money, that data is the new money. Data, yes, is the new money. And when you look at data as the new money, they are not particularly talking about data of numbers. They're talking about data that you use to purchase, that you purchase to get internet service. So that is the new money today. So it's trending, and it is what is at stake today. The world is changing. Our ever-changing world is really changing, and social media has come to stay. Yeah, it has come to stay. So how young Nigerians jump on them negatively and positively? Yeah, you will see quite well. You see, anything that you cannot define, you cannot understand. And anything that you cannot understand, you will just use it the way you like. So I think the first thing is that the understanding of the usage of social media is far, far, far away from our young ones. So they just broach into social media. You know, they have the opportunity to have a platform like having a phone with them, you know, and they broach into it without knowing the nitty-gritty of social media. So I think, quite all right, as they jump into it, they see everything as reality. They see it as another world entirely. You know, definitely the physical world is already on social media today. So, but there is a difference between the physical world that we are seeing and the social media world. Yeah, it's a world on its own, because over 9.2 billion people are there every second. As I'm talking to you, over 9.2 billion people are active. So it's telling you that it's another world entirely. So if that is the case, jumping into it negatively, in fact, they are just getting into it without understanding the nitty-gritty of social media. So some people believe that it's just to catch fun. So when you enter into it and you catch fun, and you think that is all about it, it goes beyond that. And when some people are catching the fun, they don't even know what kind of fun they are there to catch. So why they enter into it negatively is anything they see there, they think is reality. Yes, there's a difference between fact and true. Some things can be fact, but they're not true. While some, there's no how, everything that is true must be fact. They get it now. I don't have time to explain that, but most things you see on social media are fact. Yes, but they are not necessarily true. But those ones that are true are equally fact. So I think our youths, the young ones, need to understand the nitty-gritty of social media. So the second question that I want to look at is, what effect will such negative trend have on our youths, you know, our young Nigerians? You see, we have started seeing the trend, because since they have gotten the understanding of social media in the wrong way, that is the path that most of them are following. What they see in the world of entertainment on social media, they see it as reality, as I said. You know, seeing some musicians, you know, taking bad things, the way they take things, the way they dress, they want to dress like them, you know, they want to take Indian hem like them, you know, they want to be bullying like them. All these stories about what is happening in social media, this is what our young ones are seeing. And as they are seeing those things, it's clicking in their head and they are trying to emulate. You see, they are trying to emulate those things, and it's really affecting the future of our youth today. So most of them, you see them, they wear trousers today without belt, you know. Our ladies, they wear shirts without bra, you know. All those things are what they have gathered on social media in the wrong way. In the wrong way. They are supposed to be sieving what they see in social media. They sieve it and know which one to take and which one not to take. So they need to understand social media. So, and now the negative trend is all over. They see video, people come, give their own video, you know, create their own video, because social media has given an opportunity for creativity, you know. So people come, create different type of video, and see, what you see sticks in the mind. So it's sticking in the mind of our youth, and our youth don't know elsewhere to find the truth other than in social media. And what they see, they believe it as reality. So it's really affecting us, and in the next 5, 10, 20 years to this time, if it continue this way, we realize that our youths will just be banned. When I mean banned, they will not have that productivity in them anymore, and all their mindset will be towards getting rich quick, will be towards becoming a celebrity in an instant way, you know, trying to emulate, imitate, and do what people do without knowing how they get to where they get to. So those are those things that we need to look at. And lastly, the first thing I would say is awareness. There is this more of awareness, understanding. Let people know that this is what social media is all about. So we may take it to school, start teaching them. Don't say those messages to them. They use, so when they handle their parent phone, you'll be surprised that they know how to touch everywhere. So from nursery school, primary school, secondary school, I think social media should be a topic. Yeah, I think it should be a subject to be treated. Yeah, that's the first thing. It should be a subject to be treated. And secondly, you see, when you know the wrong, they should know quite all right on how to verify information on social media. Sometimes they don't have right people, right mentor to ask, I saw something on social media. How is it true? Is it true that this person is like this? Is it, what will this person, if I do something, how will it be? You need a mentor, you know, to let you know that this one that you are seeing is fake. Because that's another thing that social media brings. So many things are fake, and you don't know which one is the true, which one is the real, which one is authentic.
That was Mr. Abdul Rasak, a counselor there, speaking. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.